It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
The rough ride continues for GoPro, and it looks like more bumps are ahead. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Americans have taken to GoPro's wearable cameras, great for recording action shots, for example, as you ski down a mountain. But it's been a rough ride lately for GoPro. It reported a loss in its latest quarter, the first year-over-year drop in revenue since its IPO, and it forecast much weaker than expected sales for the current quarter. The Wall Street Journal's Chelsea Delaney is here to discuss GoPro's numbers. Chelsea, what is up with GoPro? Is intense competition the reason for its latest troubles?
There are a couple things that are going on with the company right now. They are facing more competition from some international rivals, companies like Sony. And they're also just sort of seeing a saturated market for their wearable cameras.
Okay.
And its fourth quarter results, they were weaker than most people had expected. And while they were talking about that on a conference call, they sort of denied the market for the wearable cameras is drying up and that they're facing competitive pressures. They said that it was just that they're having trouble getting their footage online. So they said that they were going to fix that. But it does seem that there are concerns beyond just getting their footage on, being able to upload it.
You make a good point as far as, you know, the denial is concerned, because Nicholas Woodman said that actually GoPro's market share was increasing.
Yeah, and they did say that their share was up a little bit in the U.S., and they also cited some growth in Europe. But I think that analysts point and people who are trading the stock, they do seem to have concerns, but just the overall market, not necessarily GoPro's share of it, just the market in general has sort of reached its peak.
Now, sales of GoPro's latest wearable camera have been weak, and isn't GoPro planning to discontinue making some entry-level cameras?
Yeah. So they released a new camera last year at the Hero 4 session, and it did not sell well. And so they already cut the price of it twice. It's about half the level that it was. The price level is about half what it was when they released it. And so that was tough for them in the holiday quarter when they would be selling some of those. And so on top of that, they said yesterday that they're going to stop selling their more entry-level cameras, the Heroes and the Hero Pluses, and they're only going to sell the three Hero 4 cameras now. So yeah, they're cutting back on production.
Well, let's talk about price. How much is the Hero 4 camera going for?
So when they started selling the new one, it was $400, and now I think it's $200. So they did take a big price cut there.
What they're also planning to do is release some new editing software because it's been tough to offload video.
Yeah, so they said that they were going to try and release the new software in March. And yeah, they are planning on the new camera, which they say could also help because it sort of connects. It's better connected to smartphones and the cloud and things like that. And then the other point is that they are also sort of planning a new drone and some sort of other things that they hope can make up for the slowness they're seeing in wearable cameras.
Do they think that releasing this software will attack the root of their problem?
It's hard to tell, but that was sort of what they focused on. And when they were talking about it, you know, they were very clear on they think that is the issue with their business right now.
And what about this saturation? Do you think the enthusiasm for wearable cameras that take these great action shots, do you think that's a fad that's peaked, or are we just in a trough, a temporary trough at this point?
It's an interesting market because I think GoPro sort of started out as this company that a lot of surfers used and people that were very active used to just record their movement. And there's sort of the question of, is there really the demand from everyday people for that sort of camera? And GoPro seems to think that there is, just because of how interconnected things are. But it is, I mean, they started selling their new one at $400. So is there that much demand? And people seem to think that there isn't.
You write that last year GoPro began licensing content that was shot on its cameras to media companies. I guess they want to sort of broaden the scope of the business. And I guess the jury's still out as to whether that's going to generate meaningful revenue.
Yeah, that's part of a couple things they're trying to do just to broaden their business model. Like I mentioned, the drone, the consumer drone that they're planning. They said they're planning another video or another camera that can do more spherical video and this media push as well, which I think is still pretty early on in the stages for that. But, I mean, they do have a lot of video of people doing cool things. So they seem to think there's an opportunity there.
I guess as long as people are into video, and they're into all sorts of video, I guess they figure that, you know, there are still markets they can attack.
Yeah, and I think it's a question of how much people are willing to pay for that sort of stuff.
Chelsea Delaney of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
For the latest updates, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WSJ.com. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcasts. And subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.